Welcome back to the Upswing. Happy Friday. I'm Jeff Sherman. Opening day. Bucks home opener tonight at Fiserv Forum. Mike Bellott is the Senior Vice President of Business Operations and Chief Real Estate Development Officer for the Bucks. Mike taking time out of his busy day to spend it with us in studio. Mike, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Of course. So a new kiosk on the main concourse at Fiserv Forum. It's right outside of Section 108. It's going to sell a kind of wide variety of branded Bucks pieces from Lululemon. What can fans expect from this new installation?
So we're tremendously excited about this. You know, Lululemon has always been in our main Bucks Pro shop and been one of our top five sellers, despite it not being an NBA licensee, so you can't buy it necessarily online.
Okay.
Only place you can get it is the Pro shop, and we wanted to then expand it. And tried to think a little bit creatively on how we could do that. And we found a location within Fiserv Forum. There's not a lot of extra space, but we found a great space that's just a standalone that's going to offer more breadth of products, more for females specifically. And we think it's really going to be popular. And boy, the stand, it's not that large, but it's got a lot of product, and it is very eye-catching. So if people haven't seen it before, the lighting and the investment that Lululemon made in this small location is significant, and we can't wait to see what fans do tonight.
Yeah. And talk, it has been a couple years that the Pro Shop's been selling Lululemon merchandise. I know I have a couple shirts, and they look great, but so how, what's the next level of this partnership, and how did it all come together?
So, yeah, you know, I think us bringing in Lululemon was a little bit different for an NBA franchise, again, because it's not a licensed product, one of those core that you see on NBAstore.com and such. And therefore, you start small, and the reaction was just so great that we thought, you know, we'd really like to have a standalone and be able to sell this during games again, because we don't sell it online. And therefore, you know, looking to expand the breadth of products, and it really just it hit our fans, just absolutely love it. And yeah, tonight you're going to see a really, really cool setup.
All right. Very good. So how has the retail game changed in pro sports in the last couple of years? Is it all about options? Is it about variety of costs? Like what's driving sales? I think it's really changed in terms of obviously the breadth and depth. There's just so much more variety now, which it's got to be great for the fans.
I think it's a little bit of all of that. Certainly variety, quality. I think one of the biggest things you'll find, too, is people wear sports gear outside of just going to support their team.
Yeah.
You know, this has really become a lifestyle brand, and that's a lot what we're looking to do to expand, is wearing pieces that people are going to feel comfortable going to work in, just going to hang out for the weekend, wear year-round when it's not basketball season, that it's something that is part of their lifestyle, part of something that they enjoy wearing, that's comfortable, that it's stylish, that it's not just a T-shirt with the logo on it. And that's what we've really tried to do, not only with this, you know, Lululemon partnership, which is obviously a well-known brand. We've partnered with a lot of smaller brands to bring. We have this kind of sub-brand called Bucks and Six, which is our, which is our, what we're referring to as our private label brand. We've done partnerships with Tough Crowd, which is Brandon Jennings Group, Warren Lotus, kind of some more streetwear, just a little bit of a different vibe, and really want to provide something for everybody.
Yeah. I'm eyeing up your sweatshirt right now, and I'm like, all right, I gotta pick that up at the game tonight.
Yeah, this is pro standard. This is one of those examples. This is more of a streetwear, a little bit more of a design flair to it that you could wear at least year round.
All right. We're talking with Mike Bellott of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, the future of the Deer District and the Bucks business partnerships in Milwaukee are shaping up. It's always really dynamic and expansive, but there's a lot of key developments on the horizon at Deer District. We're going to go through all those. You're listening to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mike Bellott from the Milwaukee Bucks this morning as we're previewing opening night tonight at Fiserv Forum for our Milwaukee Bucks. Mike, I wanted to do kind of a quick snapshot, a quick go-around of everything happening in Deer District and kind of get your unique take on the developments that are coming and maybe take a look at a couple things that may be coming and just pick your brain a bit. So first, let's look at the Josh Jeffers and Company partnership. It's a new five-story mixed-use building, and that's in Block 5. What are the details there in terms of number of housing units and, you know, possible tenants down the road?
Sure. So that's the block. For those who know a block five, is it's just north of Carson's, east of the trade. And Josh, who's a tremendous local developer with a sterling reputation, we've entered into a partnership with him and his team. And it's going to have about 260 units, a mix of studio one, two, and three bedrooms, as well as a gym component, athletic component with MATC that we're still finalizing that we'll get some more details on. And then there'll also be some retail use. So that could be a that could be anything from a grocery store to a restaurant to a traditional retail. We're still in the midst of figuring all that out. But, you know, the promise of the Deer District had always been to be Milwaukee's place to live, work, and play. And that really fulfills that. We love partnering with local developers and local construction firms.
So on the MATC side, could that be their new home or a practice facility, or are you still kind of going through those negotiations?
Correct. We're still going through that. You know, they got a first round of approval a couple months ago on some schematics. So there's just a little bit more to do that. And but we anticipate, we're very excited about that group, and certainly they're right next to the Deer District and think it'd be a wonderful partnership for both of us.
Yeah. All right, and the FPC Live facility, obviously the foundation has been laid. If you walk past tonight at the game, you can see things kind of coming up out of the ground. Construction on pace for a late 2025 opening?
Yes, December of 25, okay. So about as late as you can get, but that is, they're going to be starting to book act soon. It's a 4,500-person general admission venue. It will have some reserve seating, some premium, but that's going to really help transform Milwaukee's music scene, which is already robust. But I think what you're going to see there is a lot of artists that, one, aren't big enough to play the Big House Fiserv Forum that sell, 10,000 tickets. But those that are up-and-comers that get a taste of Milwaukee, and as they're on their way up, that not only will they play this new venue, but then they'll want to come back to Milwaukee because of the hospitality and their experience here. And when they get big enough to fill Fiserv Forum, that then they're there, and we increase, that economic activity for the city as a whole. So that's going to have between 75 and 100 shows a year. And it's great to see it come out of the ground. I drive by it every day just to see the progress.
Yeah, the concert game is one that seemingly is just changing day by day in terms of kind of the wants and needs of the artists, the wants and needs of the sponsors, and having more variety in terms of different levels of butts and seats, if you will, I think is really important for the market.
Absolutely. And the bars and restaurants and hotels in the surrounding area, they're going to benefit. That estimated economic impact was $25 million plus a year just for them. So, we are tremendously excited about it. And just a little over a year from now, you're going to see a great big grand opening with some tremendous acts and announcements coming soon.
Very good. So there's a big piece that's developable land that's just north of the Trade Hotel. What's envisioned for commercial development there? Is that possibly there's another hotel in the pipeline for Deer District. Could that be another hotel, or what are your thoughts for that parcel?
The parcel north of the trade has always been in our general plan development spec as an office building. And coming out of COVID, obviously that's been a challenge, and in addition, you add in interest rates and rising construction costs. But as of late, we've had a lot of real interest, and we've been really taking the next step forward to expand and think about what an office building would look like, what the design would be, the brand, the amenities, all of that. And probably by the end of November, you'll see some news as to where we're at with that plan. Yeah. And we've had a lot of people proactively reach out to us who are looking to be part of the Deer District, like the energy, like that option for their employees to have some entertainment options before, during, and after work, because they're all, it's a recruitment game. You want your employees, you want to get great employees, and then once you have them, you want to retain them. Yeah. And a lot of that is where they work, and you want to make it enticing for them to come into work. So you're going to see something there. And then regarding a hotel, there's always been plans for a hotel next to FBC Music Venue. You'll see an announcement likely within the week of what our plans are of that brand and who our partner is. And that's going to be a really exciting day as well.
Very good. What about fast food? Is there an option for something to easy in, easy out? It seems like a missing piece over there.
Yeah, we've talked about fast food or QSRs. One thing that's a little bit of a challenge is a lot of fast food restaurants want some sort of drive through. So that's really not possible with where we're at within the heart of the Deer District. I hope maybe on the outskirts someday maybe we'll see that. But having a QSR that maybe doesn't rely and a drive-thru doesn't have to be part of their business model, like let's say maybe a Chipotle or something like that, you know, those sorts of brands I think is something we'd love to have.
All right, Mike Bellott, Milwaukee Bucks.